worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
I knew I'd get those words out eventually. I just needed to continue to apply myself.
Mickey.
I'm scary. I make murderer cry.
And Lazy E.
You know, I didn't think it was a good idea, but your third threat made it seem like a great one.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Well, when one man's down, we have two to pick them up.
Do we really?
No, we don't. It's a freak accident. I am Lazy E. Got Mickey over here.
And we're minus a Crisco.
Minus a Crisco. Family reasons, though.
Sure.
It's funny. We won't say the exact reason, but it's funny how... Well, let's first go to freakaccident.com. That's our website. You can get all our episodes there, podcast archive. You can also email us freaks@freakaccident.com. You can get yourself some free... Mickey chimes in. See, we're you have my back on that.
Yeah.
You said that live and in person.
Sure you did.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, just email some physical address. You'll get some free stickers. Nothing, no cost to you. I think that's all the stuff. Oh, yeah, you can see us on Facebook. And blah, blah, blah. We'll get to that.
Yep.
Right. But back to Crisco. So they have to understand how this went. Everything, whole week, leading up to this. Everything's fine. Great. A couple hours ago, yeah, I have a thing going on, and I forgot to tell you about it. We have a different theory behind that, Mickey.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you know.
Well, yeah, we do, but...
Yeah, it's a hello nurse probably said to him all week, every day, we've got this coming up. We've got this coming up. We've got this coming up. You know what he probably said today?
Yeah, he pieced it all together today is what happened.
Yeah, he probably went, well, I'll come back and we'll record the podcast. Wait, we have this to do.
Yep.
That's a Crisco response. We know him too well to know that's... He's a little scatterbrained.
Sometimes.
I mean, he has a lot going on. He's doing his real estate business thing. Maybe.
Kind of.
Well, I mean, starting it
very slowly.
Oh, ouch. Speaking of business... Last week, we found out you were breaking down. Beans and Bumps. Is it going to open? Is it not? But did you find out?
We are still working numbers on the lease and trying to figure out our best options.
So we've more madness.
More madness. It gets worse and worse every day.
Oh.
There's a lot of red tape to go through when it comes to a skate park.
Like real red tape?
Like real red tape.
You have to run through it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Your sarcasm is at an all-time high right now.
I am so frustrated.
Are you like, so it's just a lot of paperwork or?
A lot of paperwork, a lot of time frames that we have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that, but we also have to work with a time frame in the possibility of the one lease option. We don't have to work in a time frame with the other possibility of the other lease option. So we are trying to figure out financially what is the best option that's not going to screw any other party over, I guess is the best way to put it.
This hurts my brain.
Yeah,
and I just heard it.
Hi.
Hi. So what's the better option out of those two options?
I think the starting small option is our better option.
More than likely.
Because the time frame is a little more lenient. So I think it'll be less stressful for everybody. It'll still show people that we're making an effort. We have a skate park. We're doing something. And we're just going to go from there.
So is it going to be the skate park and the coffee business? Or
it is.
Oh, so it's going to be both.
Yeah,
you are doing both.
Financially, you can't have a skate park without something else unless the city is supporting the skate park, unless your taxpayers are. So
oh, that's not going to happen.
Right, exactly. We're our own personal business, so there's no way the taxpayers are helping us.
Huh.
It's fun.
I can't wait for your first lawsuit from me and Crisco.
Because
we are going to sue you.
Uh-huh.
Like, we already told you, we're not... Well, just go back to last week's episode. You'll hear. We're going to sue her. It's going to be fun.
I'm going to hate you guys forever.
I know. Especially when you're paying it off for the rest of your life. And you still have to come do the podcast.
Yeah.
And we can't bring it up because that's against, like, legalities to bring it up.
I'll find some way.
is that murder? Are you, is that what you're trying to insinuate? Because you did that kind of squint look. If you, you can't see her, but she's like, yeah, we'll find a way, which means like the next show after that is just her.
That's a terrible idea.
I guess that would be a freak accident. Right? Right? I haven't done this in a while. Cha. Oh no, cha comes next.
Cha. You feel better?
I do. Good. I finally got it out of my system. That's been a long time. Today on the show, we got a lot going on.
We do.
I think so. There's a new game we're going to play, Mickey. I know you normally don't like games, but this is a game you're going to love.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to figure out who's most dumb.
I could name lots of people.
Me for saying most dumb. it's between a flat earther, which is Crisco's always his favorite. We got to book that flat earther today. He can't do anything about it to come on the show.
Yeah.
Let's do it today. It's between the flat earther and a 911 call that is for the ages. And I can't stress to you enough, Mickey, we've listened to a lot of 911 calls on this show.
We have.
This one is, I can't even paint a picture of how stupid this person is.
Awesome.
And she sounds innocent, which is greatness.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Then we'll do the most politically incorrect rock songs of all time. Rock is a pretty politically incorrect area.
Yeah.
These are bad. And when I say bad, the number one one, I can't believe someone was allowed to make it and then release it on a major record label. And it's a major band.
Oh, boy.
And this goes, you're just going to have to hear this one. It's, wow. And you think you know movies, but you probably don't know the real names to these major movie characters. So you have like Woody. But is there a full name to Woody?
I have no idea.
Don't make a joke.
You're talking to the wrong person.
I know, I know. This is like the worst segment to do without Crisco.
You're right.
Because I have the non-movie watcher. What was the last one? Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
That's great. Awesome. Awesome. And two companies came out with new ads. One is absolute genius. The other went so terribly wrong that it involved racism.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All that and a bag of potato chips on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Here's what listeners are saying about A Freak Accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Anything you could do, I could do dumber. I could do anything dumber than them.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
It's like our old segment. Girl and guy's perspective or whatever it was. I don't remember. I don't care anymore. This is a true battle of who is dumber. These are possibly the dumbest people I've ever met. And we'll start out with the obvious dumb one. Crisco's favorite people, the flat earthers.
I'm so glad he's not here for this.
Because we would never get done with this. Would be the show.
It would be.
This would be the entire show. Mike Hughes, the most generic name of all time, is a flat earther. And I guess for a while he said he was going to launch a rocket to prove it.
Like a real, like, get in rocket? Or like one of those cute little, like, I make a little baby rocket?
Like, he's going to get in a rocket. It's a small one. I mean, I think I could show you.
If it fits a person, it's not that small.
Well, I mean, it's small. It's only like a container.
You can see,
look at this. He's in there like that. I mean, it's not, to paint the picture, it basically just fits his body.
So dangerous.
Yeah.
It's like the brilliant people that used to get into the barrels and go over Niagara Falls.
This is like the modern day that.
Okay,
this is the
awesome.
The flat earthers actually got dumber. But to his credit, he launched it. His friend couldn't even believe that he did it. It went up in the air. Now, this was only like to see if it would actually work. He went up. It went up really high, like really high in the sky. It went up, 350 miles per hour.
Okay.
Straight up into the sky. And then he like parachuted down, like the craft parachuted down.
Okay.
They had to get him out. They had to like kind of
unhinge him from the craft.
That's the thing. Like if he ever wants to go all the way up, what's he going to do? Like when he's up there, like he can't move.
Like, did he have oxygen? And I mean, you got to think, like, you get the bends when you go down too far in the sea. I would assume the same thing happens when you go too high up.
Well, it was I mean, yeah, I think he just wants to go up there, like, high enough to prove that it's flat. I don't know how that works. I don't know. They, but the funny thing is, he said he wanted to do it to prove the doubters that he wouldn't burn up in space or burn up when he went up. That's kind of one of those bets you don't want to take. Because there's only two results.
Right.
He lived.
And we have science to prove that there is a layer at a certain amount of feet.
Yeah. Well, no, now he's going to build another one. They believe it's going to be, I think they call it a raccoon. I don't know.
Seriously.
He calls it that. And he's going to build it later on. They don't know if it involves a balloon or a rocket or kind of both, that it's going to take him up further and actually do it. This was just the test if it could actually happen. And it's funny, he said, I'm tired of people saying I chickened out and I didn't build a rocket. I'm tired of that stuff. I manned up and did it. This thing wants to kill you in two different ways. He basically was acting like a little kid. Oh yeah, well I did it. And then someone asked him if he was glad he did it. His response is great. Yeah, I guess. After that big long speech, it's like, Yeah, I'll feel it in the morning. I won't be able to get out of bed. At least I can go home and have dinner and see my cats at night.
Yeah, that's not a flat earther or anything.
Yeah, ladies, he is single. Shocker, shocker. Now, that is our first dumb guy. Pretty dumb. Do you think something could beat it?
Probably.
All right. Well, it might. This was a 911 call that was recently. I think it explains it all, so we'll just play it.
Do you want a police department?
Hi, do you have an emergency going on? Because I'm going to ask a dumb question and I want to hold you to something that different.
You hear her voice. You just know where this is going.
And she asked, I'm going to ask you a dumb question.
Which usually means, what, Mickey?
It's a dumb question.
Yeah, here it comes.
No, ma'am. You're okay. Go ahead.
What's this about dinosaurs coming to Eloy today?
Yeah, I'm not usually on day shift. I'm usually on night shift, so I have no idea, but let me...
She asked, what is this about dinosaurs coming to her area? Okay, here it comes.
Let me look it up on Facebook for you.
I'm like, there's no way it could be live dinosaurs. We're not in the
it's not real. I think they're made to, like, look real.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to make sure they weren't real dinosaurs. Are you kidding me?
I have no words for this.
She thought real dinosaurs were coming for an attraction.
My IQ just dropped from that.
I know.
Like,
people say I'm stupid, but that's like next level bad.
And the worst part is that the emergency person's going along with it.
Well, no, because she knew she had audio gold. That's the thing. She knew. Like, I think she's still...
Yeah, they must be the election.
Okay, it's called Day of the Dinosaurs, Bringing the Past to the Present with Dino Crew Entertainment. And it's today from 12 to 3 at Main Street Park.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
I don't think they'd be live ones. My brother's so geeky, I swear. I'm dumb to think that it might be.
Her brother? So this is a family thing.
Yeah.
I love how she says, I think my brother might be D-D-D.
Yeah.
She tried to be nice. That's the Midwestern local yokel way of saying bad things about that person.
Special human being.
Yeah, yeah. A little a couple fries short of a Happy Meal type of deal. But her brother thought it too. And I love how she's like, I knew it couldn't be that. You called the cops.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
Yeah, you called emergency services.
So... Who's dumber?
Definitely number two.
I was going to say number two. That's poop. That is poop. No, it has to be number two because at least the guy built a rocket and it went up.
Yeah, he was smart enough to build a rocket that went up.
Yeah, he's a flat earther. Dumb.
Correct.
But he built a rocket. 911. She thinks dinosaurs are around. Real ones. And I just don't get, like, if she thought they were real, if she's that dumb, do you think she'd be smart enough to know, I'd probably know about this if they brought dinosaurs back. Like, this would be a bigger deal.
You would think that.
Oh, yeah, it was just in the local paper down the street. I picked it up. It was a local weekender. I picked it up, looked around, free magazine. They said there are dinosaurs down there.
I can't.
She's a Tricera dumb. I hate people. I really do. And these are the people that, like, are the ones that complain, oh, why are we not given our rights? This is why.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah, you're not helping yourself.
You don't deserve it. We should have a march, not the March for Lives, we should have a March for Stupid. March for Dummies. And from the dumb to the politically incorrect, these are going to be the most politically incorrect songs you'll ever hear in your entire life. Are you ready for this, Mickey?
I'm not sure. I don't know how much more I can handle.
It's next.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Mickey, as a musician, I'm sure you've heard people say, oh, you kids and your music these days.
Of course.
And that's something like a lot of, you'll hear from your parents, your grand, more so the grandparents, I think, now.
Yeah, usually.
Because the parents now kind of lived through the big stuff. But they'll say, oh, even, I mean, we'll say it. We'll be like, man, is that trashy?
Yeah.
Because we're not used to it. We're not, it's not our jive. But turns out, live forever, especially in rock music. Political incorrectness, to be specific. Now, Mickey, you were saying you thought on the list. Who did you think?
I thought Rage Against the Machine.
You see, I think you're mistaking politically incorrect with political stance, because they weren't really politically incorrect.
Yeah, they just had a stand, too.
I'm trying to think of one that isn't on this list. There's obvious ones. Sex and Candy.
Right.
That's an obvious one. But these aren't as obvious. I mean, some of them are. But they go back to 1958. That's where we're going to start with this one.
Awesome.
I don't even... Oh, no. I know who this guy is. This is Chuck Berry.
Okay.
He just died recently, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he had a song called Sweet Little 16.
Sweet Little 16. She's got the grown-up blue. Tight dresses and lipstick.
Mickey, he was 30 when he wrote this.
Yay.
30. She'll have to change her trend. Yeah, you can hear it. He says, you know, it says tight dresses and lipstick and high heel shoes. That's illegal.
It is.
Even in 1958, it does not matter. That politically incorrect. Pretty bad.
I mean, I get maybe they were... It's the music scenes they're trying to get to the kids. But, yeah, there's
but
a line.
That when you're a grown-up singing about it, you're right. When I was 16, if I heard a grown-up singing about that, it ooged me out. And not only that, I mean, he was really putting himself on the line. 1958, he's a black artist.
Right.
Singing about a 16-year-old. That couldn't have went over too well.
No.
I mean, I made it famous, so I guess... good enough, but that wasn't the only one about 16s. No, we had 1960, Johnny Burnett, You're 16.
Ooh, you come on like a dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16.
Ooh.
You're beautiful.
And you're mine.
You're all ribbons and curls. Ooh, what a girl.
That sounds creepier than Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
And it's because of his voice. Hey, and you're mine. Why didn't they check these guys for pedophilia?
I mean, what were the laws back then, though? Like
the laws were
every state, though, because I know there's some weird laws that go on in like Alabama and Missouri. And...
Well, there's a weird one here.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania, it's the weirdest one that exists. It's 15 plus 5.
Heh.
It's if they're 15 plus 4. If they're 15 and you're 19, it's not statutory. It's corruption of a minor. After their 16, age of consent. So technically, if it's Pennsylvania, both of those will... You can't get in trouble?
You're riding a real fine line there.
Oh, yeah.
Real fine line.
Oh, yeah. But they didn't all go about 16-year-olds.
Good.
No.
Does it get worse?
Ray Stevens in 1962 decided, you know what? I'm not going to be sick and talk about 16-year-olds. No. I'm going to talk about just a wholesome topic that should not piss off anybody. This is called, ready for it? Ahab the Arab.
Let me tell you about Ahab the Arab. The sheik of the burning sand.
Hear the planes?
Yeah.
Just dripping off of him and a ring on every finger.
It gets worse.
He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his
That's
side.
That's bad.
And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still
this
night desert air. And he'd say, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He keeps going, dude.
Lovely.
There's no way that's allowed now.
No.
Like, there's no way. Like, it's made in 1962, so they'll let it pass. There's no radio station that could ever play that again.
No.
Ahab the Arab. I mean, you kind of knew where it was going with the name, but the thing at the end. Ah, hey, nah, 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 nah.
He's really good at impersonating accents.
No, he isn't. No. That's like us impersonating when we did the sexy accents. That's how good
point.
It was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. If offensive, but he had to know he was being offensive. Maybe in 1962, but I thought we were like okay with them back then.
I don't know.
Although cartoons in like the 1920s made fun of that all the time.
Yeah.
Like they would have like the genie and they'd come out, blah, blah, you know. And
right.
Not that I
don't know.
But that's 1962. Way to go, PC. That was the worst. So far, that's the worst. I don't care.
Okay.
Making love with a 16-year-old, that's bad. Making fun of an entire, like, nation, that's probably why we got bombed. We can all link it back to Ray Stevens. Thanks, man. Thanks. 1965, you think that the Beatles wouldn't have done something bad, right, Mickey?
Really?
No,
I
kind of expected them on this list. Their song, it's not about politics or anything like that, which is normally what the Beatles did. They got very...
Right.
Yeah, no. This one was about a love. It's called Run for Cover.
Run for your life.
Oh, Run for Your Life, sorry. Thanks. See, you have a screen in front of you. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than with that other man. That's murder.
Yeah.
That is called murder. That is, and especially now, 2018, women's empowerment, hashtag me too. Run for your life. You know, I've always thought the best love letters were threatmantic.
No.
You're romantic with a little bit of threat.
No.
You know, you say, hey, why don't you go on a date with me? And if you don't, you don't want to know what's going to happen. Those are the best kind of loves. They're the loves that last forever. The Beatles taught us that. We can now say that.
Poor proofreader.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
She's got this. She's got this, Mickey.
I'm so sorry.
Like, second time in like so many weeks you made fun of my physical appearance. What are you, Crisco?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. That's your
it's
insult.
Rubbing off.
That's your insult. You're Crisco.
I got it.
Yeah, take that. Take that. 1967, the good old Jimi Hendrix experience.
Yeah, this one makes sense.
Yeah, it's Hey Joe. Hashtag me too again. Way to go, Jimmy. Catches a woman cheating, shoots her dead, flees to Mexico. It's a timeless song. Really, that's crimes now.
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
At least they know how to get away. But this one I've been waiting for. This one's close to our hearts because the boys were from this area.
Oh, boy.
They were all, my former teacher in grade school, her husband was in this band. And they used to play like local high schools around here. And I think it was under a different name in the 80s that they did it a lot. But they started out as the Boys. And if you know anything, do you know about the Boys?
I don't.
Okay. They wrote this song called Timothy.
Okay.
And when you hear it.
I feel like I'm cringing more and more.
Listen to it and it's going to sound nice. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it sounds like a happy, you know, it's typical 50s. Joe and him are only one left in this cave. I can tell you, they ate him. It's about cannibalism.
Oh, boy.
They were stuck in the cave, and Timothy is now in their stomachs, well, probably digested at that point, or if it was me a month later, and then Timothy came out. They ate Timothy. That was a hit. That was a hit about cannibalism.
I have no words.
And they're from this area, our area, Northeast Pennsylvania.
Yay, PA.
Yeah. So we've had Motionless in White, Breaking Benjamin, and the band that talked about cannibalism. Wish it was the Fine Young Cannibals. That would have been great. They are a forgotten gem. I hate this next guy. Anybody who likes rock music hates this guy.
I like him.
What? Jethro Tull, the guy who won the first metal Grammy against Metallica.
Okay, I don't agree on that, but I do like the music.
My God, I hate him for that. How can you like Jethro Tull? He's not even rock.
I just grew up with him. I like him.
He's prog crap. Well, it's about his song Aqualung. Everybody knows right. That. That's probably his most famous song. And if you didn't know it, you know it, but just hearing that. Oh, yes, such a lovely song. The story of a charming old man who spent his day eyeing little girls with bad intent and watching as the frilly panties run.
Yep.
So he's taking it from 16 to pedophile, like 10.
They didn't put an age on it.
They are eyeing little girls in a park.
You could be 30 and a 24-year-old could be a little girl.
I don't think that's what he was talking about. He was talking about an old man looking at little kids. He's talking about like that To Catch a Predator. Like that Chris Hansen show that used to be on like after 2020, mm-hmm. which used to be the greatest show of all time. What are you doing here? I just came here to see a friend. Then why are you naked? That is, if you have a chance to go on YouTube, you got to look that one up. That one, oh, it's really good. Hilarious. I'm bad that he did that, but hilarious. Rolling Stones, 1971. They had the, and this one everybody knows.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows it shouldn't have been a hit,
but it was anyways.
Yeah. Brown Sugar. Because there's nothing that says hit than talking about a plantation guy wanting to make love to his slaves. And you know, I don't know if this was you two. For years, I just listened to the song. I'm like, yeah, Brown Sugar.
Never clicked.
You know, this is one of those songs where you don't listen to the lyrics. You just kind of enjoy.
Sing along, yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of people did that. But I'm willing to make a bet way before people found out that was on the radio. And then, like, later on, they're like, oh.
Put two and two together.
Yeah, and they made five. 5 slaves that plantation owner was going after. This one I always knew. This one from, we're moving up to 1980.
Okay.
My favorite politically incorrect song. It's actually one of my favorite songs of all time.
I don't the know Vapors. If I know this song.
You know this song. I got your picture. I got your picture.
I'm not familiar enough, you're over myself. Yeah, I guess I've heard it.
Wait until it hits the chorus, you know it. You listening know. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. So, Mickey, without reading what's on the screen, what do you think this song's about?
I don't know, what did the chorus just say?
I'm turning Japanese. That's not what the song's about.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to try to say this as delicately as possible. Okay. Listen to the first line. I got your picture. I got a picture and a million of you over myself. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the pace of it is kind of... it's kind of in the same pattern as you would do if you were having an intimate moment, but no one else was there.
Yeah, I got it.
And the whole idea of turning Japanese.
Just so you know, he was making the hand gesture.
Well, I can't say it, but it's about self-love. And that's what they say when you finish that act. You make a Japanese face like... And that's what the song's about.
Hey.
There's soft rock stations across the country that play this song.
They weren't hard rock?
Well, at the time, maybe. I mean, no, not at the time, no. But they were... They totally
missed the joke. Never mind.
Oh! Well, I guess it turned to soft rock later. That was bad, Mickey. When did you find funny? What, Crisco's gone and all of a sudden you got the crude? We switched places. This is the one I've been waiting for, though.
Okay.
One of my favorite bands of all time, Guns N' Roses. You know this. Yeah. I saw them, what, four times on that same tour?
Yeah.
Same show. I saw it four times. They had this song, and which, oh, God, it was off one of their real, it wasn't the Spaghetti Incident. It was Lies.
Okay.
That you know that album that,
yeah.
It kind of looks like graffiti and newspapers on the cover.
Murderer does not have it on the wall in here.
But you know, you
yeah,
know which
I
album.
Know which
it
about.
Really wasn't the most esteemed album. It wasn't bad. It wasn't Spaghetti Incident bad,
right.
But they had a song called One in a Million. And you're one in a million. I can't even play the bad parts.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Because in this song, he talks about, well, he talks about he's a small town white boy coming to LA, which is a true story about Axl. But then he refers, he rails against black people and calls them the N-word blatantly. And, refers to a homophobic slur that starts with an F.
Yep.
How did that get past record label? Like, how?
No, they probably just had that much money they could do it.
Yeah, I guess that was after even, that might have been after Use Your Illusions even.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No, that was their last couple albums, because I think that's when Slash left and everything. But that was still after Appetite.
Yeah.
So, but, you can't do that. Not 1980, even 1980. It's not like it was 1920. Uh-oh.
He did it anyways.
Well, yeah, it's Axl Rose. He'll do whatever the hell he wants, I guess. I mean, he'll stop a concert. Crisco's favorite moment when the guy's filming the concert and Axl jumps down.
Stops the show.
Punches him out, and then he goes, I'm out. And that's it. But now he's fine. Yeah. They won't perform that song live. I can confirm that. They have not.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. That. Well, I'm probably for their own good.
Yeah.
They'd
yeah.
probably be killed. I never got why. Why did Slash record that? Isn't his mother black?
Yeah.
His mother or father is black.
I don't know. Are you sure he recorded that?
Yeah. Yeah. He's recorded everything with Axl that was the prior.
Sure, it wasn't like he's in the studio recording guitar, doesn't know what
yeah,
the lyrics
probably,
are.
Yeah, just play this tune. Why? It's going to be a great song. It's called One in a Million. Oh, it's about our trip to L.A. Cool. And then he saw it and he was like, oh my.
Maybe that's why he left.
So, yeah, well, he did leave. There was certain reasons. Like, I know he was mad about... what's that song? Mr. Brownstone.
Right.
That was written about his drug problem.
Yeah.
And I know he wasn't too happy about it. That was back in Appetite, so obviously he got over that pretty fast. Maybe that continued the I hate Axl moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty bad. If you know any other songs that should be on this list, that's from Ultimate Classic Guitar, a classic rock. If you have any others that you think is politically incorrect, you can email us. What's that email?
Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yeah, you can email us over there, and we'll revisit your worst ones, politically incorrect ones, next week if we come up with some good ones. On the way, you know, Mickey doesn't know movies, but you know movies. Crisco knows movies. I know movies. But I bet you didn't know that these characters actually had full names. That's next.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Get your popcorn.
Let's go.
Silence your phones.
so many good movies coming out that Mickey won't see.
You're right.
I already have my tickets for The Avengers. It comes out April 27th.
That's so sad.
Shut up. It's the highest selling on the first 24 hours of a presale of all time.
Good for them.
Oh, you can see it afterward. No. I don't want to avoid spoilers. That's what I hate. And then, like, you have to be the first showing, because if not, you have the person, like, coming out of the next one, and you're like, la, 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 stop! That happened to me once.
I'm like a goldfish. By the time they tell me and I get in to watch the stupid thing, I've already forgot what they told me.
You're a goldfish?
Yeah, you know, the 1 second memory.
They have a 1 second memory?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
What animal was that?
A goldfish.
Oh, they have a 1 second memory?
Yeah, exactly.
What animal was that? I was wondering, because I got you the first time. I was like, how long can we go with this?
No.
But our favorite movies, and I think you've even seen these.
I hope so.
I mean, some of them are classics.
Okay.
Although, we've learned. Yeah. We've learned with you, classics does not mean anything to you. Ghostbusters. Star Wars.
I've seen Ghostbusters.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I've seen Star Wars. I just haven't seen the new stuff.
Back to the Future.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You're better than I thought. Well, in these movies, there's these classic characters that are called by, like, one thing, but they actually have full-on names, Mickey.
Yeah, I'm not going to know them.
No, neither did I. I didn't know these existed. So, the wizard from The Wizard of Oz, we just knew him as...
The man behind the curtain.
Yeah, the man behind the curtain, the wizard. That's all we knew him as.
Yeah.
Well, according to the book by Frank Baum, the wizard's real name, get ready for this, is actually... Zoroaster Fadig Isaac Norman Hankel Emmanuel Ambroise Diggs.
If that was pronounced correctly, for some reason, I think he actually does say that in the movie.
Does he?
I think so.
Well, they say he doesn't.
Okay.
And if I'm going to trust anything, it's going to be digitalspy.com. But it's Oscar Zoroaster Fadrig.
Oh, wait, where are you?
No, Oscar Zoroaster Fadrig Isaac Norman Hankel Emmanuel Ambroise Diggs. But okay. Now I'm kind of curious. If you know the movie better than us, email us freaks@freakaccent.com. Maybe he does say it. I don't know. I'm not going to rewatch it. That's kind of one of those movies that I can't rewatch.
I feel like he explained it when he was talking about his balloon business.
I don't even remember him talking about a balloon business.
That's how she was supposed to go home.
That's one of those movies, like I said, I can't rewatch it.
Okay.
It's lost at this point. Proofreader loves it. She'll watch it every time it's on. I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
It's kind of just, I met though, years ago, he was the last living midget in the, we represent the Lollipop Guild.
Okay.
He was short.
No, you don't say.
And it was funny. He talked to me. He was like, hey, thanks for coming.
Oh, jeez.
He was a little short on words.
Wah, wah, wah.
It was greatness. Come on, that was gold. All right, let's move on to our next movie. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo has a real name. Have you ever heard this?
No.
Yeah, but we all know Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
He's a pot smoker, whatever. He's known as Shaggy, but that's not his real name. His official given name is, in fact, Norville Rogers.
Really?
Norville Rogers. That's also not Scooby. Scooby's is not his real name.
What's like Scooby's Scooby-Doo? Name?
Scoobert. So I could see why they went with the nicknames, because I can't imagine a show with Norville Rogers and Scoobert would have went over too well.
They could have probably gotten away with Scoobert.
No.
It's like Dilbert.
Yeah. Scoobert. But he wouldn't have been like cool dog. He would have been the one... You know, glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Not glasses mean nerd, but back in the 80s, that meant nerd. I'm sorry. That's just true. Norville Rogers and Scoobert. Actually, we mentioned this. I didn't know this one was on the list, but Woody from Toy Story, classic movie. You've seen Toy Story,
yes,
right?
I've seen Toy Story.
That might be the best kids movie that I could still watch now.
Okay.
Have you watched them recently?
No.
Have you seen Toy Story 3?
No.
That's so sad.
Great.
I almost cried.
I'm good.
Because I thought they were going to end it where they were going to go into this in like this, what do they call it? Infuriator or whatever.
Inferno?
But the thing that causes the fire. Chris goes here to be making fun of me right now.
the thing, furnace thing.
Yeah, yeah. They were going to push him into there and die.
Oh,
and
nice.
That's how I thought it was going to end. But despite being a toy, Woody has a surname.
Oh.
This was in Toy Story 3. Director Lee, that guy, revealed on Twitter that the cowboy's full name is, in fact, Woody Pride.
Shocker.
That's Woody Pride. It's Woody Pride, and has been since the early days of developing the movie. I guess they just never mentioned it in the movie. See, that's what I don't get. They're like, his name is actually Woody Pride, but we never mentioned it in the movie.
Yeah, so how would you know?
So that's no, then that's not a name.
True.
They're not real people, so how can it be their name if they never mentioned it in the movie? That was their whole universe.
You came up with this list, so.
I didn't come up with it. This was... DigitalSpy.com came up with this list. If I came up with this list, I wouldn't be here. I'd be making some money.
This is true.
The penguin. from Batman. Remember, do you remember the movie where Danny DeVito played him?
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
That was the one, I think, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I will put you on ice.
Yep.
All the puns. They normally, you know, they normally have real names, alter egos. Penguin didn't really. Like, he was just... The penguin. I'm sure, again, if Chris goes here, he'd be like, no, you know.
No. In the lore, it was this.
You know he's like that.
Yes.
Because he knows all that stuff. His real name. Oswald Cobblepot.
I'm sorry, what was the last name?
Cobblepot.
Like cobblestone?
Yeah.
Cobblepot.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Okay, then. I like the penguin better. Let's stick with the penguin.
I don't know. Cobblepot. It's a fun name to say. I like Cobblepot.
Sounds like he should have been British.
He does. It sounds like one of those hoity-toity has a monocle. Well, he did have a monocle.
Yeah.
So maybe he wanted to be British.
Possibly.
But he got... That's what happened. He was actually born in England, but they kicked him out because his love for penguins. And that's where it started. And his hatred for bats. Cobblepot. I've never seen The Shawshank Redemption.
I'm sorry.
So you have?
Yes, I have.
So
it's
you
a
know,
very good movie.
You know Red, Morgan Freeman's character.
Yeah.
Well, I think I could do a Morgan Freeman accent. All you have to do is talk like this.
Nope.
Hello, Mickey. I always thought it would be fun if he just narrated my life. Well, there's Lazy E again. Going to the bathroom. It must be that time of the month. And there's Proofreader. The toilet's getting clogged. That's what she's thinking. But what she doesn't know is it's going to get broken for weeks. And I don't know why after that I just want to go, that's all I have to say about that. He had a real name, though. He's best known for Red. But did they ever say a full name in this? I want to justify this list.
I feel like when he was explaining his backstory, he did, but I could be wrong.
His real name in Shawshank Redemption, Red, is Ellis Boyd Redding.
Yeah, there's a good possibility it was mentioned in there.
I could see why they didn't call him that, though, because you're supposed to be, he was supposed to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, he was he in jail?
Yeah.
Okay.
All about
I didn't know if Morgan Freeman's character, you're depicting an African-American guy in jail, calling him Ellis Boyd Redding doesn't quite fit the bill. Red.
Right.
That fits. Hey, who's that in prison with you? Red.
Yep.
And then that voice. Oh, why did we have to leave the picture like that? We're down to the description and all we
mansplain.
See are... We just see crotch and mansplain. Oh, I'm still
one.
Staring at it. It's like the sun.
Hit the arrow.
Good for you, Morgan Freeman.
Ay, ay, ay.
Dutch from The Predator.
I didn't know he had a name.
Neither did I.
Okay.
I just thought he was Dutch. But it's not his actual real name in The Predator. It's his real name is Alan. Alan Schaefer.
Sure.
And they have an explanation here. Hang on. Let's see. It says Dutch. Oh, for Dutch is common name for Germans in the U.S., because that's what they called them, because
right.
They didn't know who they were. And that's because they said they were from Deutschland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I guess that guy, Alan Schaefer, was a German or had German descent. I haven't seen The Predator in forever, so I don't know. But that's why they call them Dutch. But I have seen Predator. I have never heard the name Alan.
I don't think they ever mentioned it.
A lot of peck pics in this.
We're all going to go back and go watch these movies and find out if they were said.
You're welcome to all these companies that get royalties and stuff off of this. We are giving you cash. All right. This blows my mind.
I don't remember what his name is, but they do mention it in the movie.
Casper?
Yes.
Casper had a name.
Yes.
Yeah, the friendly ghost.
Oh, jeez.
What is he, Cass? Cassius Clay? Do you know who Cassius Clay is?
I think it was William something, wasn't it?
Do you know who Cassius Clay is?
I'm drawing a blank. Nope.
He was a boxer.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
Come on.
No.
But this version, the movie that came out in 95, his name is not William.
Okay.
His name is Casper McFadden. He died of pneumonia after playing out in the cold for too long.
Right.
And they say burr at the end. That's a sick movie. I've never seen any Casper.
Really?
Nope. I just thought it was stupid.
It was a fun movie. Like, it was really cool the way that they had the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a kid haunting us because he died of pneumonia. Yeah, that sounds like a blast.
Watch the movie.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to watch a movie with a ghost of a kid who died of pneumonia because it was too cold. Burr. All right. Come on, digital spy, move. The Usual Suspects. Have you seen The Usual Suspects?
I don't think so.
Neither have I.
Okay.
But for people who have, there's a guy named Verbal Kint. That name said fast could equal a bleep on our show.
Yeah, it could.
His real name is, they're saying a joke, and I'm guessing we had to see the movie to get this. It says Kaiser Soze. Only kidding. For people who saw this movie, that was probably a crack up. This might be a secret. His name is actually Roger Kint, not Verbal Kint. Verbal is a nickname, obviously, because verbal is what you do. You be verbal.
I'm going to take it he probably wasn't verbal in the movie.
You think it was ironic?
Yep.
I don't know. Agent K, Agent J, wait a second. They've definitely said their names in that movie.
Yeah, they did.
K is for Kevin Brown and J is for James Darrell Edwards III. Because they change Will Smith's name in it.
Right.
He's not always part. I don't know about Agent K. They may not have.
But I think the point was that they, when you talk about the movie, you talk about them as Agent K and Agent J and not their actual
But
names.
These say they, oh, you've forgotten. Okay. So, yeah, no. Okay. That makes sense. But I don't know if you really forget that one. I don't know. Mr. Potts from Beauty and the Beast. Did you see the remake?
You mean Mrs. Potts?
Yeah. Well, it's 2018. They can be whatever that pot identifies as, damn it. But,
No, I did not see the remake.
It wasn't that bad. You know, they tried to say, like, the one guy was gay. Like, and I thought it was going to be overblown and way out of proportion, like, to the point
what,
where
the
they
candlestick?
Were... Candlestick? No, it was the one guy who was friends with the evil guy.
Oh, okay.
But I thought it was going to be to the point where they were, like, throwing it down our throat and saying, like, oh, look at us, we have a gay... Nah, it was actually done pretty tastefully.
Yeah, that's good.
Her actual name is Beatrice. Beatrice Potts.
Makes sense.
And her husband was named Jean. Beatrice and Jean. That sounds like the lady who probably called 911 about the dinosaurs. That was probably Beatrice. I'm going to take a guess at Beatrice on that one. Thanos. Oh, God. This is nowhere up your alley.
Nope. No idea what's going on right now.
Infinity War. This is the one I was talking about. April 27th. It's coming out. It's going to be awesome. You're not going to see it, and we're all going to cry, and we're going to make fun of you for it. You know that.
Don't care.
Thanos sounds like a tough name.
It does.
Right? A little less imposing first name. He's Dion.
Dion.
How you doing, Dion?
Okay.
But not even Dion, like the cool, like D-E-O-N, like Dion Sanders. No, it's D-I-O-N-E, like that singer Dion.
Mm.
Like the wuss one. It means, which means goddess. I thought Thanos was a dude.
Guess not.
Dion.
Sure it's not Diane?
No, that's Dion. Tell me how that says. Tell me how that says Diane.
All you gotta do is change the O to an A.
But that's not what they did. It's spelled with an O.
I'm just saying.
Well, if you change your first name, first letter of your name, you're Nikki.
You're right.
Is your name actually Nikki?
It might be. For how many people call me that?
I don't. The okay, you know this. You said you saw Star Wars.
Yeah.
The Emperor.
No idea.
Use that. Let it flow. Look at him. You know this guy.
I know the face.
Well, so you know him. That's all I asked.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. What is his real name? I always thought it was just the Emperor, but once again, this is Crisco.
But in the books, it's called this.
Oh, digital spy. Did you just restart on me? Hang on. We're going to get to this.
You clicked on another button.
Oh, did
I? We're having all sorts of issues here. Right.
No, we weren't having issues until that moment. Has a first name. It's Sheev. Sheev rhymes with Steve. Sheev the Emperor.
I feel like Steve would have been better.
I know it wouldn't have. Hey, who's that? Steve. He's going to take over the universe, you know, Steve.
It'll be the next remake of Spaceballs.
They are doing that, apparently.
Oh,
I don't
are
know
they actually going to do it?
See, I've seen rumors, and then I've seen people saying it's true. I don't know what's real anymore.
Come on, Mel Brooks, what are you doing?
Probably hoping he's not dead.
Well.
Oh, this is a great movie. Big Trouble in Little China. The ultimate 80s movie.
I don't know if I saw this or not. I may have.
Well, there's this like really awesome fighter, Lopan, but his name, there's a reason why they didn't call him. Did you see what it is?
Oh, lovely.
Lopan sounds threatening. David Lopan sounds like an Iron Chef. The Chinese Iron Chef, David Lopan. Your secret ingredient, sweet potato. That show was so much better when they did the subtitle. Like, not the subtitles, the dub-overs.
Yeah.
The new one with Alton Brown, it just doesn't have the same flair behind it. That's like the pro wrestling of cooking.
Is it?
Because they're all, it's all, like, hyped up. They have announcers. They, oh, no, look, the water's splashing. Oh! Mr. Miyagi, oh, he's my favorite. He's my favorite fake Asian guy.
Okay.
You know that? He's not he has Asian descent. Do you know he's like
American?
He's from San Francisco.
Shocker.
I was in Vegas at the same time as him, and then he died. I was sad. Oh, that kind of killed it. But everybody just called him Mr. Miyagi
right.
In that movie. It was just, hey, there's Mr. Miyagi. Sensei. That was another name they, you know. But, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay. There's a sign in the airport that calls for him.
Okay.
And it's either, get ready for this. I'm going to offend a lot of cultures with this. Shigehoshi or Nariyoshi?
Good enough.
Shigehoshi or Nariyoshi? And I'm not doing that accent because I'm trying to be offensive. That's just how you have to say those names. Final one on this list. Bill and Ted's... Oh, this is excellent. Bogus Journey. It's not excellent.
Yes.
I didn't even mean that. There was a guy... do you remember him? The face?
Kind of.
De Nomolos. I just remember they gave us the name of Genghis Khan in that. Bob Genghis Khan?
Oh, yeah.
There was Bob Genghis Khan. But he actually did have a first name. His name... I don't want you, Mr. Miyagi. Stop it. Without a first name?
Ed.
Chuck. His name was Chuck. Fun fact, Demolos is a co-writer. Is co-writer Edson's name backwards?
Oh, that's fun.
That's actually De Nomolos. I always wonder how they come up with those weird names, like in Star Wars. Like it's his name, Ed Solomon's name backwards. That's right. Huh. How about that? But where did Chuck come from? Maybe that's what he was eating, Chuck beef. So there you go. A bunch of names you probably forgot. We are running really late. We are running really late.
That's okay.
So let's give it a shot. We'll go for the next one. Two companies came out with new ads. One is genius and the other, oh, it went terribly wrong.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Fraught with disappointments and dead ends. But when you're Dave Thomas and you're starting with Wendy's whole breast filet.
Do you remember the Dave Thomas commercials?
I do.
Introducing Wendy's. God, they were so like iconic and just a classic commercial that made you think Wendy's was like a worthwhile company, like a family type of company.
Right.
They changed things.
Okay.
They decided, and to their credit, they've been doing a lot of weird stuff recently, so it kind of fits suit with their Twitter. We've read about their Twitter.
Yes, their Twitter is very special.
They will attack anybody, including Burger King, McDonald's. Well, they took it a step further.
Mickey. Okay.
They went to Spotify and released a real rap album.
Okay.
It's called, well, it's their mixtape. It's called We Beefin'. We Beefin'? There's a question mark. So it starts out, it's actually not that bad. For rap.
Who's their rapper?
It's Wendy.
Okay.
Okay. The first one we'll get down. It's an attack on BK. Okay. Burger King. It's called Holding Down.
Now, what's more childish than Twitter beef? Especially when you know you really can compete. Sure rethink whatever is in that recipe. And everything I serve and kick it more than special teams. I'm Socrates, cause all your ideas just come from me. They love Wendy's, cause everything gets so quality.
Here comes the attack.
Can't be no king. Your burgers ain't the finest thing. I can't believe you peasants have the audacity. You took a L the day you thought to come after me. So what's the beef? They threatened and now I really see.
This is a full-on song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's about a minute 30 or something like that. They do a full-on. Yeah, no, it's a real, like, this isn't just clips. They have a full album over on Spotify. Something about Wendy's, they're always big for their big thing. They don't really have a sandwich, but they have their 4-for-4 menu.
Right.
And, well, you could just remember it like we did or look at their menu or... You could hear a rap about it.
16 quarters come with 4 items. You can get that. A fries, burger, nuggets, and a drink come with that. The sauces is dripping. If you will it, then you can get that. Queen Wendy the illest. Yeah, I said it, boy. Don't forget that. 4-for-4, that lick the best. 4-for-4, forget the rest.
My favorite line's coming up.
4-for-4, you getting blessed.
You're getting blessed. That's right. $4. Baby, that's right.
All right.
That's good. I mean, you got to admit, it's good for what it is. Yeah, it's actually a decent idea. And then they take attack at McDonald's. They had to go for the big ones.
Of course.
My favorite name out of this entire album. Let's listen to Rest in Greece.
You number one. That's a joke. Why your ice cream machine always broke? Why your drive is always slow? Why your innovation just can't grow? It's Queen Wendy to say mo. That baconator go crazy. That spicy chicken go crazy. You can take a fry and dip it in a sauce. It still be so tasty. Them little tweets don't face me. Nope. McDonald's be so lazy. Wow. I know the reason you hate me, cause I'm fast food's first lady. It's Queen Wendy up in the stand. I can't be
the super. It's like Lil Kim.
Yeah.
I mean, really great idea. I mean, everybody's talking. We're talking about it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
And that one I find crazy because they actually call him out by name. Like Burger King, they kind of just said King.
Right.
Like you figured out. That one, they're like straight up McDonald's. I know what they're hoping for. They're hoping they'll respond.
Sure, and absolutely.
Because Wendy's is the third party
yeah.
in that fast food chain deal. But that was a good ad. Those were great ideas. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
I bet you the people at Heineken wish they had them.
Okay.
Because they came out with this ad. Now, we're going to have to try to explain this to people. It starts out, well, here's the music behind it, so you can kind of... So it's a guy at the bartender, he's looking out, and he sees a hot girl. All right, he opens up a Heineken, throws it down like those old school, like, bartenders.
Slides down the bar.
So it goes past an African-American woman, an African-American guy playing a guitar, and then there's another African-American that goes by. Goes to a bunch of white people, and it says, sometimes light is better.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes light is better, as it passed all the black people and went to the white people.
Yeah, somebody didn't think their ad through.
I know that's not what they meant, but come on. Like, did anybody, like, the continuity person that's supposed to look at that and go, well, that just went by all the black people. Maybe we should put it, like... 2 or 3 at the end?
Yeah.
Like, not all of them, because then everybody would be making fun of it the other way.
Right.
And saying it was, oh, they meant that as a joke towards race. But you kind of mix it together, not all the black people. Bye. Here's the white people. Lighter is better.
Yep.
That's not one of these. And I'm not, I hate the people that try to make a big deal out of things that aren't. Like saying this said this, but they actually didn't type of deal.
Right.
This is.
Yeah. That's.
They apologize. They pulled
the ad. Well, that's good.
Yeah, they pulled the ad, but it's on the internet. It's forever.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But what isn't forever, unfortunately, Mickey, is our show.
Yay, we're done.
Mickey, come on.
What?
Come on. You can at least pretend.
No, I can't.
You really. But we'll be back next week. We got a whole nother show. Yes, we are doing another one next week, Mickey.
And Crisco's going to show up for this one?
Until the day of and when he tells us he had plans.
Okay.
Yeah. So he should be back and he better come back because we know how miserable he is, right?
Yeah.
Well, next week, we are going to share with you the secret to happiness.
Great.
It will also, funny enough, explain to us why Mickey is always miserable, why you are always miserable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also, we have a listener active. You could, let's say the question. We're going to share these stories, and you are too. What's the most embarrassing moment from your childhood you still hold on to today?
This should be entertaining.
Yeah. If you have one of those, we want to hear it. We'll share it on the show next week. You can keep yourself anonymous in case you don't want to, you know, be that open about it. Freaks@afreakaccent.com. That's freaks@afreakaccent.com. Or what you can do is go to afreakaccent.com, click on the connect page, and get to our Facebook. We're going to have a post up there that you can just post all underneath there. Please don't just like the picture, because there's a lot of people that do that. We notice that. And like we mentioned, afreakaccent.com, that's where you want to go for everything. We have our podcast section, every single episode we ever done. So if you're new to us, you kind of get caught up. Learn about the old jokes or the inside jokes that we have, the different drops that we have. It's all explained in there. Also, you want to go on Apple Podcast, which is over on iTunes. It's still on iTunes. And if you really like us, subscribe to us. And that way the episodes are delivered right to you. And you could give us a good rating. That would be nice, because then we could do better things for you. Google Play Music, you can do the same thing. Anywhere you get podcasts, make sure to do that. Freaks@afreakaccent.com. Make sure to email us with those embarrassing childhood moments or those politically incorrect songs you could think of. Or leave your physical mailing address. Just do that and we'll send you some free stickers.
Yay, stickers!
Yeah. Wow, you did it without the drop. That's when. See, she's being funny. She's being funny. But that's it for this week. We cannot wait to see you next week. For a freak accident and for Crisco, I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Then a freak accident happens.
Anything he could do, I could do dumber.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.